Act with the Alternative Dispute Resolution Act of 2010. What is the attitude of the courts? I can give you three sound bites from Ghanaian courts. The Court of Appeals said in 2003 that it considered the New York Convention to be, quote, a part of our laws. In 2005, the same Court of Appeals said that even the powers are aimed at facilitating the smooth conduct of arbitration and not interference in the process, unquote. As recently as November 2015, our Supreme Court waded into it and said, quote, the arbitration process should be jealously guarded and there should be no or little court interference therewith, unquote. So, are the courts arbitration friendly? We get it. We haven't. But to what extent? It is to the same degree, size, or scale as national courts elsewhere in the world. The issues arising in enforcement are often the same or similar. It is safe to say that with enforcement, Africa will observe the international standards, but with some local flavor. If you take a look at the MIAC 2014 conference papers, which I believe everybody received a copy of at the start, you'd find presentations from the English perspective. And as Lord Mann spoke about the English perspective to enforcement, he cites the Mauritian case of Cruz City and Unitec. So you have a UK Supreme Court judge citing a Mauritian Supreme Court's decision on arbitration to emphasize an English perspective of the same matter. You find the French perspective in the papers. You also find the Mauritian perspective, because Mauritius clearly has become a leader in this area. Nigeria, because Nigeria is obviously the biggest, and small but significant Ghana, right in there. There's a paragraph I'll read from there quickly as I come to a close. It's from page 165. And it's this: arbitration, especially international arbitration, is not inexpensive. Yet arbitral awards are not self-enforceable. And unless the losing party pays the award debt voluntarily, the victorious party has to take enforcement steps in domestic by entering into the arbitration agreement in the first place. I'll recommend the following rule of thumb. Enter into the arbitration agreement with enforcement in mind. If the other party is not worth pursuing, even arbitration might be sending good money after bad. You must consider the following. Can you find the other party? Does the party have any assets? And in which country? And are those assets available for enforcement? And so in a typical African country, the treaty requirements would apply if you're seeking to enforce, is it from a competent authority under the seat? Is the award under the New York Convention or an arbitration convention recognized by the country or reciprocity? And then you'd have to give to the court a copy of the award and the underlying agreement. And if it is not in the language of the court, you are required to translate it. And ladies and gentlemen, from my experience, do not look down on the translation requirement. Africa's language barriers are probably thicker than what exists elsewhere. The French-Anglophone divide is real, and if you're bringing in an award to enforce in a country with a different language, pay particular attention to the translation, because the effect of the order to execute in the country is that the courts have adopted it, and the judge has to understand what she is adopting for enforcement. To be honest with you, some of the translation I've seen look like something straight out of Google Translate. And if I don't understand it, I will urge the court not to understand it too. The same Article 5 and other statutory challenges apply, and I'll not go into great detail on all of them. Just to highlight one or two. Public policy. It is the same public policy, that very unruly horse. Dr. Gordon Blank has an article on the Kluwer arbitration blog. And this is what he said. He asked, whether the unruly horse of public policy that became famous in the early 19th century in the common law world, and in particular along the shorelines of the British Isles, has now bridged the gulf between the common law and the civil law world, made its way across the Persian Gulf, and washed ashore in the Emirates of Dubai, has turned into a camel. Unquote. I assure you that that very unruly horse having washed ashore in Africa, became schizophrenic. Sometimes it behaves like a wild lion, devouring its prey and rider. And sometimes it's like a meek, mild, tame, and lame mule. Aisha will deal with this in much more detail, but the same issues of public policy that you find in your jurisdiction, you will find them here. The last critical point, kindly watch the law of the enforcement location. I call it the lex nosi executio. Because we go into arbitration and we are focused on the lex arbitri and the lex contractus, but when the rubber hits the road and you want to be paid, you have right back to the municipal court and rules of civil procedure, and issues such as security for cost might pop up. And so pay particular attention to the law of the enforcement. I'll also suggest that as the arbitration community, we begin to urge the practicalization of a bifurcated enforcement hearing, where, and this is my suggestion, that the application should be heard ex parte. And once you satisfy the basic, the award is here, it was given by a competent authority, there's a treaty basis or reciprocity basis, the court ought to give the order. Then the other party gets the opportunity to challenge the order in separate proceedings if he or she or it chooses to challenge it. Then the burden of showing the treaty and statutory challenges will be on the party that is resisting the enforcement. In conclusion, Africa has it. Africa gets it. It is no longer a question, can Africa? It is the statement, Africa can. Two, we observe the same international standards, but we prepare for our local flavors, without which we would not be African. Three, no Google Translate, please. Four, are there assets here, and are they available for enforcement? Else you might track and follow all the way, or even arrest an Argentine war vessel in Ghana, only to discover a month later that Ghana does not allow enforcement against military assets, not on the basis of any written law, but guess what? A schizophrenic public policy. Last, watch out for what I said, the lex nosi execution. Thank you.